Urban Grammar Quick Fixes, what you should say and why. Irregardless is not a word. Regardless of who says it, irregardless is not a standard vocabulary word.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless. With me, your host, Mark Scalia. It has been a long time since I've been on the airwaves, the internet airwaves, as they like to be referred to, hashtag internet airwaves. I've been on hiatus for a bunch of reasons, but I'll get into that in a little bit. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. You're listening, one, live through Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, come on. I got a bunch of things I got to go over and I'm going to have some fun and blah, 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 blah. But I'm always working on other ways. And speaking of that, the other way you can listen is through the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Google Play, actually Google Podcasts now, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and, I'll get into this in a minute, but I got a brand new thing that you can actually check me out. So as I like to start the show, every single time, the same way, I like to bring you up to speed about what's been going on in our time apart with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So I have not done a show since December. Was it 23rd, I think? Like a couple days before Christmas of last year. And I say last year, but it's like, you know, 2 months ago. But I have not done a show for a little bit for a bunch of reasons. One, and let me pull up my show prep because I've done all this stuff. Let me just say, I'm back, bitches. I'm back. I went away for a little bit. You don't know. I don't do that no more. Went away for a little bit. And now I'm back because I've had some things happen. So let me go what we missed. The last time, I wasn't even here. Scrooge was here. Scrooge hosted the show. So that was, what is that? Has it been that long? Yeah, it's been that long. People are commenting. But what happened? Christmas, New Year's, which I'll get in that in a little bit. New Year's Eve, which I was a lot of, is an interesting time for me. I've been doing shows on the weekends. And we've had snow like every single weekend for the past 3 weekends. And of course, the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival was in January. So let me go over those. Let me take one thing at a time. First of all, I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season, the Christmas season, and of course, New Year's. And I'll get into the New Year's irresolutions, especially, well, I'm a little tardy to the party. So a lot of the irresolutions, a lot of the resolutions might have been broken already, but my resolution stands strong through the whole year. Christmas was good. New Year's Eve, I was up in Lewiston, Maine, doing a show up there, and it was a lot of fun. It was interesting because I was on the road and I had to call my wife for New Year's and my family. And usually I'd like to be in one spot, but I was, you know, technically I was in one spot. I was in the car. So I was still moving, but I was in the car. So that's how it's been going. The Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival, not without its problems this year. COVID, still a thing. Mask mandates, mass vaccination requirements, proof of ID. I'll get into that piece by piece. But this, let's just say the Salem Comedy Spirits Festival, absolutely, it was such a good time. We did a virtual show on Thursday. We did two shows at Deacon Giles Distillery, which if you have not visited Deacon Giles Distillery on Canal Street in Salem, they're absolutely amazing. Their cocktails are ridiculously good. It's so much fun. Lewiston. Yeah, I know, Scott. I was up in Lewiston. I didn't see you, bro. I know. It was at the Coliseum or the Coliseum. It's the ice skating rink. They do like the AAA hockey where they get scouted out. But that's where I was on New Year's Eve. But the Salem Comedy Spirits Festival, super fantastic. A lot of really funny comics. A lot of comics from New York. We had a couple from Jersey. We had two from Philly. So they came up, which was really nice, and I showed them around a little bit. And so there were some glitches with the mask thing. The mask thing is still not, I'm not a fan. But Salem has now dropped all the indoor man mandates, which I agree with don't make it mandatory, because that when everybody gets all militant and blah, blah, blah. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. That's it. But the whole showing your vaccination card, that's not my thing, bro.
Bruh.
Yeah, it's not my thing. I am not into it. So we had some issues with that. So some people bought tickets and were not vaccinated. So we had to refund the tickets. So yeah, it's a thing. But even with those glitches, we sold out the Friday night and then the Saturday night. What happened was a couple of people got refunds and stuff like that. So it turned into, but essentially we were close to sell a Saturday night, but we did very well. And the comics had a good time and I had a good time. And, you know, it was great networking. So that all being said, my website is going through some changes. So let me tell you why I haven't been on air. And this is the legitimate reason. This is a real reason. I'm just not making this up. I'm not just telling you a bunch of stories and a bunch of lies, because I say what I mean. I mean what I say. I don't like to misinform people, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. there's a lot of pseudoscience, as they like to say. So, of course, I love doing this show, and I've been doing this show for like 9 years. We're in our 9th season. Something like this is actually the 250th show. Thank you. I had all my shows about 3 months into doing the show. I had a bunch of shows archived and I had them on my website, and that wasn't really effective. So I found this website called Podcast Garden, an amazing website. For $30 a year, they host your podcast. I thought, oh, this is great. I don't broadcast live. They're very kind of minimum kind of things. They just hosted it and everything was great. Everything was perfect. And then I literally paid for 1 year in December. And then I get an email a week after I make the payment saying that they turned off the automatic payment. I thought that was strange. So then I went to the website, which wasn't there. It wasn't there. You know what it is? In this day and age, like if you go to a business, it's like buying something at a store and then going, oh, I got the wrong thing. And then driving up 20 minutes later and the store is missing. Like, not even the bill. Like, it's not even they went out of business. It's like the store is missing. And I was like, over 200 podcasts gone in the ether, disappeared. Luckily, I have everything backed up, because I lost my 3 original pilot test programs going through this thing. So I learned my lesson to back up everything. And I did. I backed up everything. Over 200 episodes have all been backed up. And then I thought, oh my goodness, now I got to find a place to host them. So I went through a bunch of places. I made some calls. I put out some feelers and a bunch of nice, really nice comics and people who run podcasts and they do their own thing. Suggested a bunch of things. So I settled on a website called Podbean. It works for me. Now, here's the thing. I don't endorse. I'm not getting paid to endorse. I wish I was. I wish I was getting paid. But I will tell you this about this particular web hosting. Because of the other one I had, which was like a bare bones kind of thing, it showed, okay, here's how many people are downloading. And it wasn't accurate. There was like 3 or 4. So I'm like, oh, I got 3 or 4 people to download my podcast. Big, big, big deal. Ha, ha, ha. And now I have to upload every single one over 200 episodes. You got to do all this detail work. But in the week or so that I've been uploading, all of season one is up. Season two is starting to go up too. There's, I don't know, 40 episodes up. And a lot of the, I'm showing these analytics. People are downloading my show. And I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. Now, I'm not one of those people that live and die by analytics because I don't believe in it. Because if you go, oh my goodness, look how popular I am. And then 20 seconds later, you don't get 15 hits. You feel like a dick. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to live and die by the analytics. Of course, I like when people listen. And I love when I see, look, I got a bunch of people on tonight. And look, they're commenting. They're talking to each other. That's really nice. My sister's on. I got friends from Maine. I got my wife. But there's a lot of people on. Which is great. So again, I love when people listen, and now I get some proof to see that they are listening, which is great. So now I'm on Podbean, podbean.com, and you can do broadcast live from it. You can set up marketing tools with it. It's a lot. It's actually really cool. So I'm signed up for a year. We'll see what happens. It's a little more expensive than the other one, but it's still, you know, it's still pretty good. So I'm having a good time. So all my previous episodes will be up, including this one. What I'm going to do is probably reverse them. I'm probably going to go with newer and then go older. We'll see how that happens. But I got a lot of stuff. The New Year's resolutions, which I previously mentioned. But I do have a little intro music for that because I haven't played this in a while. It's time to go over the resolutions.
Happy New Year!
And now, Radio Irregardless's New Year's Irresolutions.
Yes, and I know I'm tardy to the party, but it's my defense. I just told you what happens. So, irresolutions, I am sick of making resolutions that nobody ever does. You know what they do? Oh, I'm going to work out. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do blah, 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 blah. And nobody ever does anything. So, the irresolutions are things that will not move. And that's how I feel about it. Here's what I'm going to do. And I'm a little light in 2022. I'm back. 2022 is going to be a good year for me. I don't care what COVID has. I don't care what masks do. I don't care what the guy in the White House. I'm not concerned about him. I'm not concerned about any of this stuff. My resolutions are always what they are. Have fun. Stay healthy as you can. Do what you want to do. Don't hurt other people. That's pretty much it. That's kind of the... It's easy. It's as simple a resolution. But what I am going to be doing, new website coming in probably the next probably month or so. So look for that. Also, the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival website is going to be renovated. My career is actually, I've got some direction I'm going with that. I'm doing some stuff. Not only am I doing local shows, but I've got some stuff in the works. I don't want to tip it too much because, you know, I'm one of those guys that if you say it out loud, you may jinx it. So I'm a little superstition that way, but I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic in that fashion. I want success. I'm looking forward to success. My wife and I are doing very well. Financially, things are okay. So, you know, we don't have to eat the cat, and we're not eating cat food, which is always good. So, not to say that cat food is bad because it's friggin' expensive. Have you been to Petco? Well, no, not Petco. Is it Petco? The one that my wife... Yeah, it's like Petco. My wife... She's listening. I don't care. My wife will go to Petco. This is what she tells me. I'm going to Petco. She gives me like this disclaimer before she goes. I'm going to Petco. Now, I've been with her when she goes to Petco. And you know, like a shopping cart is a pretty normal size. She fills it up with cat food. Now, here's the thing. The cat cans are really fucking small. Tiny little cat cans. She fills it up. Fills it up. I just got that soundbite. I love that one. But she fills up the cart. So, and it's expensive, too. Like, everything's expensive. It's like, I don't know about the supply chain problems, but somebody's making money. What's it? It's hard to find what, cat food? Here's the thing. They're cats. People are like, oh, I have to, my baby needs to eat my baby. Oh, my fur baby. Oh, my God. Here's the thing. You know why dog food, you know why they don't advertise dog food anymore? Because dogs will eat anything. People think, oh, cats are finicky. If you leave the food down, the cat will eat it. If the cat doesn't eat it, the cat doesn't eat. That's the way it works. And you got to train these beasts. I don't know. Let's go, Brandon. I've had enough of that. But we're going to be happy, money, success, things like that. And if and I hope things are going well for you in 2022. I really do. Because I mean, I listened to the, I had to edit the podcast with Ebenezer Scrooge, and he seemed very up, which is very not like him. He was very happy. He was optimistic, dare I say. And he was very optimistic. And I guess maybe that rubbed off on me a little bit. So I hope your 2022 is going pretty well. And speaking of 2022, today, and I've been doing this for a while, and for you new people who haven't joined me in a while, I like to talk about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
I was just reading the comments. They're having a debate about cat food in the comments. They're like, yeah, cat food. I can't find any cat food. Yeah, you can. You know what cat food is? Anything a cat will eat. it's like food. Food is anything you're going to eat. It doesn't have to be, you know, but anyway. So let me talk about this day in history. So what I like to find things, I find things interesting. And what I like to do is I like to go back in history and find out, because my show is on a Wednesday, it's always rotational. So I'm almost never on the same date every single, you know, for every single show. So in this day in history, a lot of interesting things have actually happened. So let me go through them. Now, this is the way it always kind of starts. You go back for enough, and it's like, okay, that's kind of boring. Nothing really happens until modern, and I say modern, you're talking like 300 years. That's really when stuff starts getting interesting. So on this day, which is February 9th, in 1825, the U.S. House of Representatives elected John Quincy Adams as the sixth president. Speaking of presidents, 1861, Jefferson Davis and Alexander Stevens were elected president and vice president of the Confederate States of America. Everybody knows Jefferson Davis, but nobody knows Alexander Ocasio-Stevens. Nobody knows him. On this date, interestingly enough, in 1863, the fire extinguisher was patented. By Allenson Crane. His name was Allenson. That was his first name. God, he was boring. But he was boring up until there's a fire in your house. 1867, Nebraska becomes the 37th state in the United States. 1870, the U.S. Army establishes the U.S. National Weather Service. Not really that long ago. If you think about it, it's not really that long ago. 1891, the first shipment of asparagus arrives in San Francisco from Sacramento. I told you, it's a slow news day. I go from the president being elected, you know, to being sworn in, to, you know, the president of the Confederate States being elected today, and the fire extinguisher to... fucking asparagus showing up. Thank you. This is kind of cool. 1895, volleyball was invented. I love volleyball. I haven't played in such a long time. By W.G. Morgan in, of all states, Massachusetts. Did you know that? Volleyball was invented in Massachusetts? Yeah, it was originally called volleyball. 1909, the first federal legislation prohibiting narcotics, specifically opium, in 1909. Before that, you're like, man, can I get some opium? Sure you can. In 1909, they're like, no, we can't have that. 1926, speaking of weird shit, 1926, teaching the theory of evolution was forbidden in Atlanta, Georgia schools. Trust the science. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Trust the science. Anyway. 1950, Senator Joseph McCarthy charges the State Department infested with 205 communists. You're welcome. Get out the opium. Get out the communists. And because it is February, which is Black History Month, 1951, on this day, the St. Louis Browns signed pitcher Satchel Paige. He was 45. That's a big friggin' deal. I don't even like baseball that much. That's a big deal. 1964, another big day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Do you have many viewers? 73.7 million viewers. In 1964, let's put this in perspective, folks. 73.7. Should I Google it? How many people lived in the USA in 1964? Boom. Ready? Almost 192 million. 192 million people lived in the United States in 1964. Almost 74 million of those people were watching the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. What? And I get a little bit of blood flowing when 100 people download my podcast. You're welcome. All right. 1966, the Dow Jones Index hits a record 995 points. That was in 66. That was a pretty big deal. Now, this is a big day. This is like this one of these things that a lot of stuff happened that you don't know, but you might know. 1971, the Apollo 14 returns to Earth. On that same day, they say probably the first gay-themed TV show, the TV episode, All in the Family. Also, same day, same year, a quake in San Fernando Valley kills 64 people, causes over $8 billion worth of damage. And Satchel Paige on this day. So not only did he signed with the St. Louis Browns on this day in 1951, in 1971, 20 years later, he became the first Negro League player elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. What? 20 years, boom. On this day in 1985, Madonna's Like a Virgin album goes to number one for 3 weeks. And on this day in 2015, the International Energy Agency, say that three times, the International Energy Agency estimates, it's a tongue twister. The International Energy Agency estimates that oil prices will remain relatively low for the next 5 years. Well, let's see. From 2020, they were supposed to remain relative. That's not true. Potentially dipping this year to an average of $55 a barrel before increasing to about $73 a barrel by the year 2020. I'm glad you got that completely wrong. What does it say? Oh, yes, my aunt. Yes, and my aunt was born today, which leads me to a segue because my sister's like, hey, you got to say something. Of course, my aunt was born on this day. She was born 66 years ago this very day. But as far as famous birthdays go, Bella Poarch. Now, my listeners are a little older in the demographic. Bella Poarch is the very, 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 very young lady. She's 25 today, but she's the chick on TikTok that does the weird eye things, and all she does is lip sync, and that's how she made her money. And I guess she has a song out now called Build a Bitch. Why? We don't need to be building bitches. We don't build bitches and don't build bastards. We need to build roads and bridges. We don't need to build a bridge. We need to build a road and a bridge.
So Bella Poarch is 25. For the ladies in the audience who knows who this is, Michael B. Jordan is 35. Of course, he was in the Rocky kind of extended movies, Creed. He was also in the Fantastic Four movie, which was friggin' terrible. And he also was in Black Panther. He played T'Challa's cousin, or Killmonger was another one. Speaking of Marvel movies, Tom Hiddleston, who plays Loki, 41 years old today.
Joe Pesci, no fucking Joe Pesci, fucking 79 years old, you fucking stuttering, muttering prick.
Joe Pesci, 79 years old today. Also, a very funny guy on Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Charlie Day. He's 46 years old. And Carole King, for the old people. Here's the thing. I mentioned Bella Poarch. You have no idea who that is. But I'll say Carole King. And, of course, you all know who Carole King is. Of course, she's a singer. And speaking of singing, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a game with you folks. We don't often get a chance to play a game, but I'm going to play a game with you folks. And we got a ton of listeners on. We have not played this game in so long, and I actually had to redo this because we didn't have anything. We're going to play Sounds Like Sax to Me. This is a very cool game. Now, for the listeners right on, we got a bunch of live listeners, and I know we got some people who probably listen to the podcast, so you can still play. You just can't play live. You can still kind of test your knowledge of it. See, I grew up in the 70s and early 80s, and I don't know if you know this, every single song had a saxophone solo in it. Every single song. I'm going to play you a little sample of a saxophone solo from a song, and the first person to sign it up gets a really cool thank you kind of sound. So here's the first one. That is 13 seconds in a song. That's a lot of real estate. Anybody guess? This is kind of a really obscure song. No, it's not Bella Poarch or the Toreador. What's the Toreador song? From Carmen? What? It doesn't sound like that. Are you on opium? Because this is why they outlawed opium. And I know this is the Toreador. No, it's not this song, you bunch of weirdos. You know something? Nobody got it. I can't believe it. So you didn't get it, so it's incorrect.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. You know what it was? It was Rick Springfield, The Human Touch. Yeah. Wow. This song is so 80s, it's ridiculous. So that was Rick Springfield's Human Touch saxophone solo. Here's another one. 22 seconds. You'll get this one. This one's a little easier. You not like I don't care, like serial killers would lighten up after hearing that. I know they would, because okay, I have a hunch they would. Let's just say that. So that one you'll get. I know you will. You'll get that one. Come on, it's from the 50s. You think Happy Days, you think, no, it's not Yakety Yak. That's the theme song. It's not Yakety Yak or Yakety Sax. No, it's not Yakety Yak. The only thing about this song is it's a lot of fun, but you cannot get laid to it. maybe I'll try that. All right. Anybody guessing? Anybody guessing? Going once, going twice. Nobody got it. Incorrect.
Okay, moving on.
That was the Coasters, and it was Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown.
This one you'll get. I know you'll get this one. I'm surprised you didn't get that one. But this one I'm almost positive you'll get. Here we go. Come on, you disco weirdos. I know you got this. Come on. Now, this song you can get laid to. I don't know. I haven't tried yet. But let me just load this down a second. This is 37 seconds worth of saxophone solo. That's crazy. This whole song is 2.5 minutes. Any guesses? Here's the treat. Today is her birthday. That's Carole King, everybody. It's Jazzman. I know. There's some listeners going, I've never heard of that. I don't know what that is at all. But here you, it's the Jazz Man. Happy birthday, Carole King. So no one got that one either. But, you know, this is what you would have got if you got it right.
You know this game, Sax Man.
Yeah, and apparently nobody knows this game. So here's what I'm going to do. Folks, it's been a lot of fun. So I'm going to take my first only break. And when I come back, I'll tell you what I got going on this weekend. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I think the Facebook video shorted out. I don't have no idea. But you know something? I had a good time just the same. Folks, let me tell you what I got going on this weekend. Tomorrow night, which is Thursday, I'm going to go hang with my friends. I haven't seen my buddies in a while, and we're going to go out. We're going to hang out. We're going to go to my other buddy. He owns a bar. We're going to hang out there. Friday night, I will be at Newfound Lake Inn in Bristol, New Hampshire, telling some jokes. And Saturday night, I will be performing in Bedford, New Hampshire at Murphy's Tap Room. And as always, you can check out more of my website, markscalia.com. Check out the calendar, and then you'll find out where I'm going to be, and I'd love to see you at your show. If you want to be part of this show, or sponsor, or guest, leave a question or comment, you can email me at radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline, 978-219-9294. I'll be back in a couple weeks, hopefully February 23rd. Check it out. We'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2022, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Test 1, 2, 3.